This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Crazy Eyes Cortez released her new Green Deal. Some of the proposals were so insane that many thought that they had to be a joke. But the part about stopping cows from farting and giving money to those who were unwilling to work were actually in the plan. So I decided to create some satirical screenshots, adding that we would all get a free massage chair, that the farmers needed an adequate supply of Brondo, because it's got what plants crave, and that we would have to make our coffee from recycled urine. When I first posted them online, I said, spread it around, guys. Let's see if ALC will fact check this, adding the hashtag Green New Deal with a winking emoji. But certainly she wouldn't be so foolish to fact check what should be an obvious joke, right? Oh wait, what's this? She literally quote tweeted someone who posted the screenshots adding, when your Green New Deal legislation is so strong that the GOP has to resort to circulating false versions. It's not a fake version, it's called satire, which, according to the dictionary, which you've obviously never cracked open, says is the use of irony, sarcasm, and ridicule in exposing, denouncing, or deriding someone. And this one, all I did is take the actual text from her website, offering people great jobs, vacations, free food, and literally free money for those who are unwilling to work, and I just added that we'd all get a free massage chair. Oh, it gets even better. Then her advisor went on Tucker Carlson and was asked about some of the crazy stuff that's in the plan, and he said that those are just some of the proposals from the fake screenshots going around.
Professor, thanks very much for coming on. So can I ask the obvious question? Why would we ever pay people who are, quote, unwilling to work?
We never would, right? And AOC has never said anything like that, right? I think you're referring to some sort of document that some doctored document that somebody other than us has been circulating.
Oh, I thought that came right from her. That was in the background or from her office, is my understanding.
No. She's actually tweeted it out to laugh at it. If you look at her latest tweets, it seems that apparently some Republicans have put it out there. I don't know the details.
Oh, well, good. Well, then thank you for correcting me. I mean, because it seemed a little ridiculous.
Now, this guy lied to Tucker Carlson and later admitted that he lied, and Tucker took him for his word because those parts of the proposal do seem like parodies, but those parts are actually real. This caused a lot of confusion, leading the Washington Post to ask, what's actually in the Green New Deal from Democrats? What happened here was Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez deleted the original version that she posted on her website about the cow farts and giving people money who were unwilling to work because so many people were ridiculing her. And then she said that those parts were just from the fake screenshots. Thankfully, the Internet Wayback Machine has an archive of the original version, which shows that they are lying. The Washington Post even said that it was misleading for Ocasio-Cortez to mention the, quote, doctored materials as she responds to these attacks. Most of the criticism she is responding to was based on documents from her office, not fake plans for recycling urine. Even Snopes fact-checked my memes, asking, does the Green New Deal proposal include a recycling urine provision? Claim, the Green New Deal legislation of 2019 includes a provision requiring men to recycle their urine to use for coffee. We have discovered that this is false. A screenshot supposedly showing a section of the proposed Green New Deal legislation introduced by Alexandria Crazy Eyes Cortez began to circulate on social media. The odd provision seemingly requiring men to recycle their urine to be used in preparing coffee or juice was not a genuine section of the Green New Deal. The image was created by YouTube conspiracy theorist Mark Dice, who posted it on both his Twitter and Facebook accounts and urged his reader to spread the fake document. It should have been obvious that it was a joke. I said it was a joke, and I even joked how funny it would be if Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez fact-checked the joke, which she did, making this joke a grand slam. If you guys saw the supposed screenshots on my social media and thought that they were real, I apologize, and I won't hold it against you because the Green New Deal was that crazy. By the way, Snopes calls me a YouTube conspiracy theorist because they literally got their information from me, from Wikipedia, the place where even fifth graders know not to use as a source. I still can't believe that she actually took the bait, and in the words of the great Hannibal Smith, I love it when a plan comes together. But we are up against the mass psychosis that's either caused by liberalism or liberalism is the effect of that psychosis.
That's Mark Dice. Gets better and better. MarkDice.com and Alex Jones at InfoWars.com. Please stay with us.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I don't want to attack one of the biggest podcasters and UFC color commentators. And I got us in movies, TV shows, Fear Factor, you name it. Joe Rogan. But when Joe decided to join Soros, he decided to join the globalists and then build these glass houses where I'm a bad guy, but he's a good guy. Well, I started doing homework and looking into Joe. So at the bottom of the hour, this has gotten no attention, but if you think wearing blackface is bad, if you think dressing up in a KKK outfit is bad, which I think it's the context it's in. I mean, I'm not defending it. I've never done that. If you think that, then what Joe did is like capital murder. So the video is coming up at the bottom of the hour just to show how if you're a leftist, you can do whatever you want and say whatever you want. But if you're not, you're held another standard. So I'm not calling for Joe to lose his sponsors or be removed from the air. I'm simply showing Joe what it's like when somebody starts coming after you. Because, you know, Joe wants to sit there while he thinks they're shoving me under the water. He's up there on the bank kind of peeing down on me. Well, I'm going to reach up and drag him down with me. Because that's fair, right? Because if I said the stuff that we're going to play a Joe Rogan saying, I would be off the air. But see, he's this anointed person. He's friends with Jack Dorsey, so he's allowed to. Well, we'll see about that. We'll see about that coming up. And again, I don't do this to be mean. I just can't lay down. And you know, I said that's the bottom of the hour. I have this tendency where I say I'm about to cover something, and then I go right into it immediately, and that just shows others. A lot of planning goes in the broadcast, and I always throw my own planning to the wayside as soon as I get on air. Let's drill down into the situation. And by the way, we're watching in there diligently, like laser beams. Is Trump going to approve what I think is a bad border deal overall? Yeah, it's a compromise. Pelosi said zero. He gets $1.3 billion. It's only a seven-month deal. It starts the wall, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but then it's got too much DACA in it. We're watching that. Because first they said Trump would approve it. Then he said they wouldn't. Then he said he might. We're watching that like laser beams. And we're going to let you know about that coming up in the next segment. But right now, let's go ahead and get to this news. Howard Schultz rips the Green New Deal. We have a video clip we're going to play in a moment. It's not realistic. So look at the demographics. Look at the numbers. Now, some say Ross Perot was working for Clinton. And then he got his first $6 billion from EDS and told folks what they wanted to hear, but it was all just fake populism. Trump's delivered on real populism so far, at least partially, so I don't think Trump's a shill. But he's starting to slide over with some of the things he's doing into a trajectory that's not good. Banning bump stocks, and that's a bunch of hype. You know, saying, okay, we'll do DACA, things like that. But Howard Schultz is a big leftist, big liberal. Hell, Starbucks today is the one that when whites come to buy coffee, they go, let's talk about how you're evil because you're white. I mean, this is re-education camp stuff. And so Howard Schultz and the demographics knows that there is a really bad leftist vein that's the real goal of the Democrats. To live in luxury, but to say they're socialist and communist and promise free health care, free education, don't have to work. I mean, wow, that'd be a great civilization. Free health care, free education, don't have to work if you don't want to. But those are quotes. And by the way, we get rid of all the cows. And Cory Booker's joined that and said, meat eaters, your days are numbered. Oh, and cheese, too. We're going to tell you what to eat. What a great group of people. It's all Bloomberg crap. The great technocrat. So Howard Schultz is doing all of this to have the Democrats attack him. And they're all playing along to siphon away nationalist and conservative and Reagan Democrat votes that are socially liberal but fiscally conservative. It's all meant to do that. It's all meant, Howard Schultz, 100%, is meant to siphon away votes in the Rust Belt and other areas from Reagan Democrats away from Trump. It's that simple. His whole modus operandi, having the Democrats attack him out of the gates, how they're so upset at him, how dare him, it's as phony as a $3 bill. And then he comes out to Cortez promising, you know, just everything's free, everything's wonderful, just play video games all day, don't worry. But if a producer doesn't pay their taxes, we'll SWAT team you. They know that that's where they're taking us. So the Republicans can run against that. So they bring in a Democrat in the middle to act like, oh, the Democrats are bad and so are the Republicans. I'm the guy. He gets the moderate vote that would go with Trump, the nationalist vote that would go with Trump, the Reagan Democrat vote that would go with Trump, and then they siphon away a few points. All it needs like 5 points probably, and Donald Trump loses 2020. That's what old Howard Schultz is doing. He thinks he's smarter than everybody. He thinks we don't see through it. Now, I don't know if Ross Perot was doing that, but he had that net effect. But George Herbert Walker would have been bad anyway, so it didn't matter. It was a moot point. But this is a little different, isn't it? So here is Herr Schultz.
But when I read the proposed bill in terms of the Green New Deal, and I read that by 2030, they're suggesting that every building in America becomes clean energy, conforms to clean energy, just to put that in perspective, because it's not realistic, that would mean that between 2,000 and 3,000 buildings a day would have to be reconstructed to conform to what they're saying. So let's be sensible about what we're suggesting. Let's not just throw stuff against the wall because it's a good slogan or we get a press release. Let's be truthful. But when I see politicians start throwing things out that I know is not realistic, that is not being honest with the American people. But I think it's immoral to suggest that we can tally up $20, $30, $40, $50 trillion of debt to solve a problem that could be solved in a different way. It's not that they're disingenuous. I think they're well-intentioned. This is not personal. I just don't agree this is the right way to approach things.
Okay. Meanwhile, Michael Bloomberg pledges $500 million to unseat Trump in 2020. And then this is where you really learn the scam. Nobody deserves to be this rich. Bill Gates has put over $100 billion of money into a tax-free foundation where he then gets the profits out. Just like Bezos and all these groups set it up where they pay basically no taxes. But then they lobby and say, I'm so rich, I don't pay taxes. We need higher taxes on the middle class, knowing that through government contracts gets funneled to him and vertically integrates the society. So that's how the scam works. Bill Gates claimed he had paid too little tax and did not deserve to be so rich. The 63-year-old worth 73 billion pounds, $96 billion, said he and other business barons should have to contribute more. That's why he puts his money in tax-free foundations. In an interview with the Mail, he said, I paid more than $10 billion in taxes, but I should pay more. Really? Well, then you should have just paid it instead of putting it in the tax-free foundation. I more than follow the law, but I think things should be more progressive on you making $100,000 a year. The father of three made his fortune after founding Microsoft, and it goes on from there. I mean, what a load of garbage. What absolute tyranny these people are engaged in, and how stupid they think we all are. All right, we'll come back with even more news. We've discovered what appears to be a false flag. We'll cover it straight ahead. Infowars.com, NewsWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
vegetation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
When you wake up in the morning and the light is hurt your head.
Do you get sensitive about the fact that people say he'll never take a serious controversy? Well, I have an answer to that. I said, now tell me the last time that Jack Benny, Red Skelton, any comedian, used his show to do serious issues. That's not what I'm there for. Can't they see that? But you're not. Why do they think that just because you have a Tonight Show that you must deal in serious issues? That's a danger. It's a real danger. Once you start that, you start to get that self-important feeling that what you say has great import. And, you know, strangely enough, you could use that show as a forum. You could sway people. And I don't think you should as an entertainer.
Get yourself some cheap sunglasses. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Found a little thing and I followed her all night. In a funky fine Levi's and her sweater's kind of tight. She had a West Coast strut that was sweet as molasses. But what really knocked me out was the cheap sunglasses. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow, wow. All right. I have too much news to get to and too many clips and too much new stuff breaking at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Just remember, the globalists work around the clock to try to stop people visiting those sites. When you spread the word about them, you frustrate their entire plan, and I salute you. I want to get into Donald Trump Jr. saying to youth, reject your loser teachers pushing socialism. And he got attacked all over the news for saying socialism is a loser. That's like saying, you know, jumping off a 50-foot balcony and breaking both your legs is a loser move, or injecting heroin is a loser move, or, any of this stuff is loser moves. And so they try to ridicule and bully everyone to not have free speech. But first, this, which really concerns me living in Austin, Texas. People ask me all the time, why do you live in Austin, Texas? Well, my grandmother and my grandfather are from here. I grew up outside Dallas. My family's been in Texas since Washington on the Brazos, 1820s, and we were on both sides of the family involved in the founding of the nation of Texas. And, you know, had ancestors that were in the highest levels of the government of Texas, fought and died in the wars for Texas, and then, you know, after that, the horrible Civil War. But I'm not evacuating Austin just because we now have poop all over the streets like San Francisco or Seattle and needles. And the things that come with it. I believe we can turn this around, but they plan to turn the state blue. And I sit back and I get confused. Like, why do you leave Seattle? Why do you leave Portland, Oregon? Why do you leave Los Angeles, California? Why do you leave San Francisco, California? And then why do you come here? And I've literally, it's happened to my ex-wife. It's happened to my wife. It's happened to me where they like, you got four kids and you're in Whole Foods. They come over and say, they're pissed because they don't have kids. They're not happy. And they're not good looking like my wife. You know, part of it is just she's good looking. She's a sexy lady. But they're angry at this level of wealth, physical genetic wealth. And so most Californians that flee, I know them. And my kids go to school, and then I'll be around these parents like, we don't really like you, but we like your daughter. I'm like, oh, who's the Alex Jones you don't like? Like, the one you hear about on the news? And it's just the arrogance, the sanctimoniousness, the elitism of these people. Because, you know, it's a way overinflated because Democrats get around their income tax with property tax write-offs that Trump got rid of. A lot of conservatives are mad at that. Dude, that's the biggest screw you to Democrats ever. Every blue state has property taxes, you know, that people hide all their stuff in the property taxes and they write it off. That's how the scam works. Trump's ending that. One of the good things he's done. I love sticking it to him. But they can sell some $5 million three-bedroom, four-bedroom, move here and buy a Ponderosa, a big old ranch. The problem is I bought 9 acres and a ranch house and a casita, a cottage, for $1 million. And that's what the note was. And by the time I got divorced, it was worth like $2.5 million. Now it's worth like $4 million. I don't have it. My ex-wife does. But that's the type in 10 years what's happened to property. I can't buy that now. I can't sign the note. I mean, Jones is incredibly rich. 40 million gross sales. Yeah, half that's product cost. Then all the employees and the bandwidth. I'd be happy to make a bunch of money. I'd love to say, we've got an extra 20 million. We're expanding and kicking their ass. But that's not how it works. I'm spending money I made 5 years ago right now, which is fine because it's all about the mission. And I believe we're going to come through this. But I've literally had Democrats repeatedly at the grocery store and at a hamburger place where you pull through, Pete Terry's, that drive a Ford F-150, they'll walk right in front of you when you're already rolling. And you'll stop, and when you stop and say sorry as a Texan, just like they'll say F you, Alex Jones, they go, F you, and F your big truck. And so one time I pulled over and got out because I was going to get my hamburger. And I went, hey, that's no need for that. And they go, let me guess, you're all for California. There's a big group of them picking their hamburgers up at the little window there. Pete Terry says, little window you pick them up at. And they're like, of course we are, you Texas scum. And that was like 5 years ago because my son was with me. We'd gone to Barton Springs to swim. And all I'm getting at is it's getting worse and worse now where you walk into a restaurant or anywhere, you got your good-looking wife, you got your good-looking kids, man, and these people have envy. Because they all look like they could be white, black, Hispanic. They look like they've been shot with a mutation rate. They look mentally retarded. They look crazy. They look demonic. They're pissed. None of, and they're just they can hardly walk. And they just look at somebody. And I'm not Mr. Win the Beauty Pageant, but I'm a man. And they smell it. Like I'll have let this go. I was like at a Dick's Sporting Goods about a month ago. And some guy walks in and goes, oh, you walk around like some liberal thing. It's happened 3 times now, twice in front of my wife, once in Fredericksburg, once in a grocery store. Happened to me in a Dick's Sporting Goods by myself. I'm in there trying to buy some workout clothes because my other ones got holes in them. And this guy walks over and goes, are you some kind of strong man? And I'm like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. He goes, oh, you just walk around like you're really tough. And he was like some 6'3" dude. I'm like 5'11". I'm like, he was skinny, like bike rider type. I'm like, no, man, I don't think I'm tough. He goes, oh, really? Well, just thought you're going to think you're somebody. And I was just looking at him. But see, it's the thing. It's a spiritual thing. So here's the headlines. More Californians, CNBC reports, are considering fleeing the state as they blame sky-high costs, survey finds. Well, don't worry. The new governor is a psychotic. He's got Americans continue their march to low-tax states, the Hill. So that's all I'm getting at is, it's like, just stay in your hell. Just stay in your cesspit. Stay away from me. I trigger them, though. I trigger them.
Stress, is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Planet of the Apes, man. We're going to go see Planet of the Apes. So I look on the iPhone app, and it says, okay, take me to this one. And the guy goes, okay. I go, is that in a good neighborhood? He's like, oh, yeah. Guy barely speaks English. He takes us there. We get out, and we're giggling. Oh, is he Planet of the Apes? We walk into Planet of the Apes. We walked into Africa, dude. We walked in the door, and there was no white people. There was no white people.
Boys and girls, take warning. If you go near the lake, keep your eyes wide open and look for a sneaky snake. Now maybe you won't see him, maybe you won't hear, but he'll sneak up behind you and drink all of your root beer. And then sneaky snake goes dancing, wiggling and a hissing. Sneaky snake goes dancing, giggling and a kissing. I don't like old sneaky snake. He laughs too much, you see. When he goes wiggling through the grass, it tickles his underneath. Well, sneaky snake drinks root beer, and he just makes me sick. When he is not dancing, he looks just like a stick. Now he doesn't have any arms or legs, you cannot see his ears. And while we are not looking, he's stealing all of our beer. And then sneaky snake goes dancing, wiggling and a hissing. Sneaky snake goes dancing, a giggling and a kissing.
All right, folks, I'm going to do my Joe Rogan piece next segment. We'll get to it then. I'm going to go to some very important special reports right now for you. This needs to be seen. This is our own Caitlin Bennett reporting for InfoWars.com. Triggered feminists get destroyed by Caitlin Bennett. They get bothered by the facts. We're going to play this special report because it just gets to what these universities have turned into. And what they have become. The video and the article is up on InfoWars.com. Let's go ahead and roll that report.
I'm like blown away. I didn't know you were this crazy.
I know. It's so crazy to not support murder. Who would have known?
Oh, wow. I gotta go. Wow, you. I know.
Facts scare people. Why aren't they allowed to talk to me? Okay, then I suggest that you should probably keep your mouth shut and let them do what they want. Okay.
Can I talk to you?
Are you going to be rude?
Can I not record?
No. Yes, I record every interaction I have on a college campus.
What are you gaining?
What am I gaining?
What is your gain from all this?
I'm just talking to students and getting their opinions. I want to ask them questions. We're making videos.
But what is your gain? Like, what are you...
It's my job.
...achieving from this?
Money.
You get paid to do this?
Yes.
By who, can I ask? Like, who wants you to be doing this? Oh, my God, it's a scam. Seems like running a scam. Do you enjoy doing this?
I do.
Don't you have a degree from Kent?
I do.
And this is what you choose to do with it?
Yes.
This is your choice?
Yes. Isn't this women's empowerment? You can do whatever you want. And feminism and supporting women's rights to go out and engage in free speech?
I think you have such a platform that you could be doing great things with.
I think promoting gun rights is a great thing to use my platform for.
On a college campus?
Yes.
Honestly, I have no problem with gun rights. I just think this is a little crazy.
What? What's so crazy about...
That you're standing around college campuses talking about it. Like, aren't there better places to be speaking about
No, that? College campuses are the perfect place to talk about gun rights.
Can you tell me why?
Because 1 in 5 women will be sexually assaulted on a college campus. That is your choice, but don't take their choice away from me to be able to defend myself against a rapist on campus. Don't be selfish.
You're telling me this.
Yeah.
I'm really confused why you think... Giving people guns is the right idea. I don't even think people...
I never said we should... Guns. I didn't say we should give
you
people guns.
I want to defend myself.
I said you should have the choice.
The choice is a little bit different than...
Are you pro-choice?
Of course I am, but...
So why don't you respect my right to choose what firearm I have?
you can have whatever firearm you want, but walking around a college campus promoting it is probably one of the worst ways to get the message out.
I'm sorry you feel that way. That's disappointing. That, are you a feminist?
Does it matter?
It does matter.
No, it does.
You're not a feminist.
Those are
it's not. It's
you
not. Feminist
fallacy to try and convince your argument, and you're wrong.
I'm right, but thank you for your opinion. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I thought you should be too close-minded. You're very aggressive about how...
You're the one that was shouting at me.
No,
you want to talk about aggressive.
Didn't even know who you were.
That's some feminism. Do I need to introduce myself? Do you want me to say my pronouns, too, while I'm at it?
Are you a feminist after you just
no.
said that? So you're trying to use people's own opinions against them?
Yes, I want to see your. I want you to see your hypocrisy in your own arguments.
Do you see any hypocrisy in your own arguments?
What hypocrisy?
I mean, if you're trying to find. Other you're saying women should. You're trying to say women should be able to protect themselves. That's their right. But you aren't a feminist.
Yeah, I do not associate with the feminist of today. I don't associate with that. I believe in equality and equal rights for everyone.
No,
but today's feminists, I don't support what they do. I don't support a lot of feminists we see at the Women's March. They don't support what I support. They support abortion. I don't support that.
No, they're pro-choice. They should have their choice as well. Do you not agree with that?
I don't think people have the choice to kill others. I don't think that's...
Are you trying to say that early abortion is killing?
I think once it has a heartbeat, it is murder.
Condoms are also abortion?
Nope, because you have to have a fertilized... No, I don't... No, it's not. You have to have a fertilized egg. It has to be attached inside the uterine wall for it to start developing into a baby.
So are you trying to say that if a woman gets raped, that it is not her choice to get an abortion?
That is what I'm saying.
Oh, wow. There's really a lot of hypocrisy in what you say then.
Okay. I appreciate your opinions.
In gun rights, but they don't get a choice in their own bodies. But they get
it's not
guns.
Your body.
Don't worry. Their guns are good.
You know what will protect against someone getting raped and they don't have to have an abortion? A gun.
Guess what? If they get knocked upside the head and they can't use a gun, then what?
Okay.
What's your
All right. Thank you. I don't think two wrongs make a right. Just because someone was raped doesn't mean that baby should be murdered.
Oh, wow. I'm, like, blown away. I didn't know you were this crazy.
I know. It's so crazy to not support murder. Who would have known?
Oh, wow. I gotta go. Wow, you... I
know,
hope
facts
you have,
scare
like,
people.
Some weird epiphany. Look at this. Whoa, look at her. She just said abortion is murder. And the women are... Go, please go home.
Oh, my God. Did you hear her? She just said the sky is blue. She just said, like, if someone stabs an unborn baby and kills it, they should go to jail. But New York just legalized it. This is upside down echo chamber cuckoo land. Where Caitlin Bennett is out there, her alma mater, saying they're killing babies after they're born. The governor of Virginia saying he doesn't back down on it. Who cares if he wore the stupid blackface? I wouldn't do that. I think it's distasteful. But killing babies after they're born is next level! And it means nothing! And this is what you pay for. This is what America... This is how you bring down America. It's how you bring down a free country. It's how you undermine a Christian nation. It's how you conquer people. Now, I went off half-cocked for because I gave them bad directions. It's all my fault. When we come back, though, Joe Rogan makes... stuff beyond blackface stuff. I mean, this is next level. Joe Rogan, what's going to happen with this? Major scandal.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years? and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
He rode a blazing saddle. He wore a shining star. His job to offer battle to bad men near and far. He conquered fear and he conquered hate. He turned dark night into day. He made his blazing saddle a torch to light the way.
Make no mistake, InfoWars is a torch to light the way.
The West and fear filled the land.
This fear of the leftists and the globalists. They'll be censored if you don't lay down to them. Real fear is laying down and what comes after. All right, I don't want to attack my old friend of 21 years, Joe Rogan. But in the last decade or so, we grew apart. I didn't go to UFC matches, didn't go to most of his comedy shows, didn't hang out with him four or five times a year like I'd done since 1998. I might see him once a year. He might call me a few times a year. I might call him a few times a year. And then my listeners told me, why are you saying Joe's a good guy? He's having all these globalists on, these CIA people on. He's pushing censorship. And then I got sued for Sandy Hook. Because my listeners questioned the official story. The internet did. I looked at it and said, I could see how folks think it stays. There's some anomalies. But over the years, I couldn't say definitively. So I said, okay, the shooting happened. They're just using the shooting to demonize all gun owners. And that's wrong. That's not letting a good crisis go to waste. In the words of Rahm Emanuel, Obama's former chief of staff and the Chicago mayor, who's outgoing. But then I began to see him with Jack Dorsey on and promoting Square Cash and not explaining that that's his company or that Joe is being sponsored by it or that they're making Bitcoin the main functioning system of that and not the other cryptocurrencies and seeing a global government and a global currency. So I got critical of Joe about that. And then I got sent this clip of Joe, this has got to be 5-6 years ago, and I'm not even going to say what's on the tape because corporate media is so deceptive. Establishment media, they will take what I said and put it out. That he said, well, that's their problem. Yeah, man, let me tell you something. I said Hillary was responsible for hundreds of thousands of dead in Libya and the Middle East and tens of thousands of women and children to sex slavery and tortured to death. And Megyn Kelly on Fox edited it in with another tape of me talking about Pizzagate. And it's in a lawsuit, an edited tape. Now, once we get there, that'll be a big issue. But I'm talking about Iraq. I'm talking about Syria. I'm talking about Libya. They edited that in with another tape. It's crazy. So I've just learned that I'm not going to say what Joe said here. I'm going to play what Joe said, and I'm going to make clear I don't endorse this, but I want to be 1,000% clear after that. 1,000,000,000%. Joe's a comedian, and Joe is not a racist. And Joe is a very, very private person. But I'm going to unleash this controversy because Joe has to see what it's like when things are cherry-picked. You know, I don't want to get into Joe's private life. But Joe has raised his wife, who's had children with, black children. Joe loves black people. And overall, I think he was a very loving person. He doesn't like racists. He doesn't like bullies. I think Joe's been a good person. That's why it's so hurtful. And no one knows that he has adopted black children. Doesn't matter, Joe. If I went on air and said the things you said in a comedy piece, I would be finished. I had a 4-star platinum rating with banks until 3 months ago. I had the lowest charge back for customers. I had the highest rate. No one's ever seen somebody that gets charged 1.5%. That was because 10 years ago, people try to order stuff and charge back it to hurt our score. We just said, we'll eat chargebacks. We have the highest platinum rating you can get. Now we have an F rating. No judge, no jury. We're getting ready to file lawsuits. There's a special corporate secret group that puts the designations on. It's a very serious tortious interference issue. But imagine that, Joe. I have perfect credit, perfect corporate credit, perfect banking credit. Perfect. Perfect. Never took a loan. 5-star everything. Perfect. Almost no one has it. In fact, they believe I may have the most perfect credit ever seen. Seriously. It's that sick. But I'm being unpersoned, Joe. I'm being destroyed. And then you sit there and compare black people to Planet of the Apes. Beyond blackface. And that's supposedly A-OK. And look, you're a comedian. I know you're not a racist. We're all simian. I mean, I look like a gorilla. I'll stand there with my clothes off today. My wife's like, God, you look like a gorilla. I'm like, God, I'm not trying to look like I've got this giant 20-inch neck and this huge chest. I mean, I'm not bragging. My chest is as big as Schwarzenegger's in his prime. It's ridiculous. I look like a gorilla. I walk like a gorilla. We're all simian. Of course, white people look like gorillas. Of course, black people look like gorillas. But we're in that family. We're the super IQ super gorilla. Jacked into God. But the point is, Joe, you can't have the whole leftist thing and then eat the cake too, bro. You can't do it, man. You can't live like that. You can't judge me and then take out of context what I've done like you're high and mighty when this is in your life and this is the thing. Comedians now know. They can go back to stuff 10 years old, 20 years old, 25. Like, I don't like the Governor Northam. He says kill babies after they're born. That's why I hate him. But what do you think went on in the South 25, 27, 30 years ago in Democrats? Of course they dress up like that. That's all they do. One time I got invited to a Halloween party, and I showed up like 10 years ago, and it was all white people dressed up like black people. They said, oh, it's just fun. We're having fun. I said, I'm getting out of here, man. Because I don't want to have some celebration thinking I'm better than somebody. Like, if I saw blacks making fun of white people, I'd say you're a bunch of damn racists. I'm sick of it. I believe in Martin Luther King. I believe in what people stand for. What they do is how they're judged. Not off what color they are. And all this anti-white racism crap, I stand against it. But let me tell you, if I said what Joe said, he was all for my deplatforming before. Now he's under the heat. He's like, well, leave Alex alone. Hey, fine, great, Joe. I'm just letting you know something. That I know you're not a racist. And I know you do comedy because you think it's funny. Your interracial jokes, which are true, like the most interracial porn gets bought in the South and some of your older jokes about, oh, look at that, that white woman. Oh, that's funny stuff, man. And I agree, comedy should be comedy. But the left wants to project racism on everything, and you want to cuddle up to it, so feel what it's like, Joe. Here's Joe talking about going to see Planet of the Apes movie, and then he gets in a black neighborhood. Well, just hear it for yourself. Here it is.
There's Planet of the Apes, man. We're going to go see Planet of the Apes. So I look on the iPhone app, and it says, okay, take me to this one. And the guy goes, okay. I go, is that in a good neighborhood? He's like, oh, yeah. Guy barely speaks English. He takes us there. We get out, and we're giggling. Oh, we're going to go see Planet of the Apes. We walk into Planet of the Apes. We walked into Africa, dude. We walked in the door, and there was no white people. There was no white people.
Joe Rogan just said black people are apes. Well, I guess, what's the in-between size? Mesomorphs? Like, we got big muscles, we're like, got big torsos, short legs. I mean, there's some black people, like Joe saying, look like me and look like an ape, or some that are super tall and don't. The point is, there's white people look like that, because we are simian. But the point is that you can't sit there and say, I went to a black neighborhood on my iPhone app, and I was in Planet of the Apes saying black people are apes. Joe Rogan just said black people are apes, just like Watson, the former head of the Cold Springs Harbor Group, said blacks aren't human, they're apes. Well, if they're apes, then how can we breed with them, Joe? And are you saying your daughter is an ape? Hey, man, it's you up on your sanctimonious high horse here, bro. Quite frankly, I am like an ape. I can pull somebody's head off. I've got ape-like strength. I beat some big old black guys' asses, too, thought they could kick my ass. They found out who the real ape was. I'm King Kong, baby. I'm not ashamed of my simian nature. But you can't sit there and pull crap like that and say crap like that in a glass house and basically, I mean, you heard it. Jeez. Snake farm. Just damn nasty. So there you go. Joe Rogan says black people look like apes, and black neighborhoods are Planet of the Apes.
Ramona's got a keen
sense of humor.
She got a tattoo down her arm. It's of a python eating a little mouse.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.